We're back on AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. If you want to join the conversation and give a few life lessons, give us a call, 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Twitter hashtag BH Sports. Gmail, brucehallsports@gmail.com. Facebook.com/brucehallsports. Bruce, tell us a little bit about life and living in...
In general?
Living in the sports
life
world.
Life is baseball, baby, in the summer. I tell you what, you know you love baseball when it's 105 degrees and you got two games and you coach third base. It's warm, but I got to tell you, my kids are playing. They're playing as hard as they can play, and that's all I ask for. Be on time and give me all you got. I'm Bruce Hall. I got Roy Edwards in Southern Maryland on a little bit of a kind of a little vacation for Roy. He's down there, but he's working hard today because he's not in the air-conditioned studio. He's outside in the heat. Ooh, Roy.
Keeping hydrated.
So has there been a wind, any wind at all since we started? Started the
no
show.
Wind.
Is
no
your
wind.
Nose dripping sweat yet? Because you know that's
I'm not
what,
there yet. I'm not in the complete drench of sweat, but it's definitely
that's when
hot.
You know you're hot when your nose is dripping.
Absolutely.
And I don't mean with you know what noses normally drip with. Listen, I'm going to go over to the National League real quick, and we're going to talk about some of these guys, and we're going to talk about the All-Star teams. We're going to talk Roy, you and I a little bit. Pull up the All-Star team while I go over this stuff, Roy, and then when I'm done, we'll talk about who belonged and who didn't belong. Okay? We talked about the Nats already. You know, they have – their pitching staff is the best in the National League. Jordan Absolutely. Zimmerman is the leading ERA guy for them. He's only 5-6. They've struggled to score runs when Jordan's there. Even Jordan even hit a bomb one game, and he's still only 5-6. His ERA is 2.70. Craig Stammen has the lowest ERA, but he is not the guy. The guy is Tyler Clippard. Tyler Clippard is a monster and should have made the All-Star team. Absolutely. I got him on last year. Boats put him on. He should have been on this year. The New York Mets, they have a good pitching staff. They have, ladies and gentlemen, author R.A. Dickey, 2.15 ERA, 12-1 record. And Bobby Parnell, their bullpen is not a great bullpen, but it's done the job. Parnell has a 3.00 ERA. Bobby is a good pitcher, and if there's an area they can get better in, I'd say it is the bullpen. Now the Atlanta Braves are hanging around, Roy, and you saw who made the All-Star team, Chipper Jones, who will be a first ballot Hall of Famer, just hit his 400th home run. He's a left-handed and a right-handed swinger switch hitter. The poor guy's just got a horrible knee. It's plagued him for, 8 years maybe? I mean, he's had two or three operations. He's probably had more than that. Brandon Beachy is on the DL. He may be out for the year. He has a 2.00 ERA and only a 5-5 record. And Craig Kimbrell, their closer, who is also an All-Star, 1.50 ERA. He's a stud. Couple of the guys, Johnny Venters is not having the year he had last year and the year before. He is hurting them a little bit. Now, Miami, this guy pitched yesterday, Mark Burley. I want to say he threw 6 or 7 shutout innings or only gave up one run. 3.25 ERA. He has an 8-8 record. He's making a ton of money in Miami. Came from the Chicago White Sox. And Steve Cishek, C-I-S-H-E-K, I don't even know this guy, and I know everything, 2.31 ERA, but it's not uncommon that I don't know anything about Miami because I really didn't think Ozzie'd be there after what he pulled earlier in the spring.
Yeah, it was pretty it's pretty amazing that he's still hanging around there. I wouldn't be surprised to see him gone.
It's pretty amazing he's walking around without his legs broken.
Yeah.
Cole Hamels, who started out like gangbusters, is now over the 3-run mark. He's got a 3.08 ERA, 10-4 record. A lot of people are saying that Cole Hamels will be gone before the trade deadline. I agree. I think
he did make the All-Star game, however.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, they had to put somebody on. Really, Carlos Ruiz is having a phenomenal year. He made it as a manager's choice because he's hitting 360. He's amazing. Carlos Ruiz just seems to get better and better every year. He's a great team player. Jonathan Papelbon, former Red Sox closer, is doing a good job for those guys. If you notice, I haven't heard it. What was the guy's name the Nats had that was so bad that You know, he blew a couple of games. Brad Lidge, thank God, thank God he's in Double A or Triple A now, or he's on the DL. Now the Pittsburgh Pirates, let me tell you something. James McDonald, I'm going to find these numbers for you. James McDonald, as of right now, and I love the Pittsburgh Pirates because what they're doing to the rest of the league right now is amazing, especially with their pitching staff. James McDonald, 2.44 ERA. Left-handers are hitting 211 off of him. Right-handers, 187. This guy doesn't make the All-Star team. Yeah. Shame on you, Tony freaking La Russa. But you put your boy Lance Lynn on, who got, I think they scored 8 earned runs off of him last outing. Thanks, Tony. Thanks. It's real.
Joel Hanrahan, however, makes his second straight All-Star appearance.
And he's good. Former Nat. Nat. Joel Hanrahan, you know, that's the one. You know what? I went to a luncheon with Mike Rizzo as the guest speaker about 2 months ago. Roy, do you know what he said the biggest mistake he ever made was? Because somebody asked him. That was one of the questions. What do you regret doing in Washington as GM? He said, I should have never let Hanrahan go. That's exactly what he said. Because that was part of a deal, or he just released him or something.
And it was part of the Niger Morgan deal.
That's
but it also,
right.
It also brought Sean Burnett to Washington, who has panned out okay.
Yeah, he's done fine, and he's a lefty too. But I'll tell you what. And you know what? In a lot of ways, we really don't need Hanrahan. But you know, for Rizzo to say that, listen to Hanrahan's numbers. 2.1 ERA, 3-0 record. In 30 innings, he's only given up 17 hits, struck out 35 batters. His batting against average total, 163. That's sick. Now, if you think that's sick, how about Jason Grilli? Jason Grilli is a setup man for the Pirates. You ready for this? 30.2 innings, 17 hits, 48 strikeouts. All right, let me explain to you how many strikeouts that is per inning, per game, 16 per 9 innings. His left-handed average against 130, righty 185. Jason Grilli didn't make the All-Star team either.
Yeah.
Both of them could have. And you know what? A.J. Burnett. Hey, Yankee fans, he's 9-2, 3.31 ERA, 235 against. With the Yankees, he would have won 12 games by now. So don't be careful what you ask for. Okay? Because the media and the fans in New York have too much power, don't you think, Roy? When they start
Burnett, he was not doing anything in New York. And I think the move to Pittsburgh where there's no pressure, nobody really goes to the games.
No, that's not true. It was a more relaxed environment. No, you just made a mistake. They do go to the games. It doesn't
I've been to PNC Park before and there was nobody there.
No, but there is this year. You just go. I'm telling you. When San Francisco is there this weekend, there'll be 30,000 people there minimum. Just check the attendance. All right, let's talk about it.
I'm just saying that compared to Yankee Stadium, that's a big difference.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it is. You're right. But hey, don't sell Pittsburgh short. They're winning their division. They're 46-36 right now. They're 10 games above 500 for the first time, I want to say this late, since the late 70s. Let's see who else we got here. Here you go. Johnny Cueto. He wasn't going to make the All-Star team because he started a brawl with St. Louis. And guess who's coaching the All-Star team? Tony La Russa. Aroldis Chapman, 1.93 ERA. St. Louis, Kyle Loesch, who does a really good Tony La Russa impression when he goes to home plate with the sunglasses and everything. 2.80, 8-2 record. Mitchell Boggs, 2.02 out of the bullpen. Milwaukee, this is a guy a lot of people think is going to be gone real soon. Zach Greinke, signed for a ton of money 2 years ago with Milwaukee. You know, Zach Greinke's a stud. He was in Kansas City, right?
Yep.
3.08 ERA in that little bandbox of a ballpark. 9-2 record. And one of Milwaukee's problems is their best earned run average for a relief pitcher, 4.06.
There's been rumors lately that Zach Greinke is going to be traded to the Washington Nationals.
You know, I could see that because, you know, they're going to shut Strasburg down late August, early September anyway. Yep. And Greinke could fill in. Now, he's not, you know, he's not Steven Strasburg, but he's Zach Greinke. And mm-hmm. and
they've moved Gio into the ace hole.
Yeah.
If the trade goes through, there has been some rumors about that going through.
You know what? I mean, if the problem with the Nats, if they do that, is they're going to have to give up prospects. And right now, I don't think the Nats need to give up anybody. I think the Nats are going on their way. And sometimes, guys, now I will say this. McCaddy has done a really good job. I'm talking about Steve McCaddy, the pitching coach for the Washington Nationals. He's done a real good job. Done a real good job with guys that come in. Don't you agree? Look what he did for Gio. Gio didn't miss a beat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look what he did. I'm trying to think. Even when Clippard came, you know what, 4 years ago? Yep. He did a great – Clippard was struggling in New York. And he comes here and all of a sudden he's like a one ERA. He makes an all-star team. I like what he's done with Strasburg. You know, I think McCaddy is a really sharp guy. And I don't think he tries to change too much. I just think he works with what he's got. But let's keep going. You know, Wandy Rodriguez, one of my favorite pitchers on the road. The Houston Astros are 9-32. Let's just go to another team, Chicago. Now I got to tell you, Ryan Dempster was having an exceptional year. He got hurt; he's out for the year. Ryan Dempster, 2.11 ERA, 3-3. This is a guy that has done both. He's closed, you remember, Roy, and he has pitched as a starter. There's only two other guys that have ever done that. One was Johnny Smoltz with Atlanta. And I'm trying to think who the other guy is. It was on the tip of my tongue. If somebody remembers, call the number that Matt gave you. In the West, Chris Capuano is their best ERA guy. It's not Clayton Kershaw. I told people last week, watch for Clayton Kershaw. His arm looks like it's getting a little tired. It looks like he's dropping it a little bit in the slot. People are hitting him a little bit. You know, he is in the All-Star game. Capuano is not. Capuano, you could have made an argument for, should have been in there. Here's a guy that should have been in the All-Star game, Ryan Vogelsong. 2.26, 16 competitive starts in a row. Quality starts. 7-3 record, made the All-Star team last year, didn't this year. Sergio Romo. How many guys on the All-Star team that are relief pitchers have a 0.79 ERA? Nobody. All-Star team? Nope. Not with Tony La Russa. Excuse me, Arizona. Arizona Diamondbacks, Wade Miley, having a great year. He's 9-4, 2.87 ERA. He is an all-star. Brad Ziegler, out of the bullpen, 2.56, not an all-star. Clayton Richard, San Diego, 3.64, 6-8 record. Houston Street is their all-star. Yep. Closer for San Diego. Oh, he doesn't get a lot of work. Sometimes they have to pitch him just when they're losing, just to keep his arm sharp. 1.23 ERA. Juan Nicasio, Colorado. Their best earned run average guy, 5.28. Think the Nats are going to sweep them? They just swept the daggone San Francisco Giants. And Matt Belisle out of the bullpen, 1.83. I got something I want everybody to listen to. This is very important. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion with Roy G, SportsManCave.com, BruceHallSports.com, and Matt the Stud Lynch on the box. We'll be right back.